This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
You should have fallen in love with old Cape Cod.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy.
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Mid-Cape Command, it's Howie Carr.
You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
All right. Trump and Putin are having a summit in Alaska tomorrow. I'm having a summit of my own at Jake Rooney's in Harwichport from 2 to 6. I'll be holding court, doing a live remote broadcast. It's a great little restaurant and bar, licensed establishment, and it's open year-round. And come on down to Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwichport, Massachusetts, where I am right now. And spend $20 and you can get a free copy of my book, You Understand American. So I hope to see everybody at Jake Rooney's tomorrow afternoon. 844-500-4242. The president was just a couple hours ago at the White House, and he was remarking on a certain United States senator from Oklahoma, by way of Texas, by way of Pennsylvania, by way of Massachusetts, who thinks that the town of Bourne is pronounced Burn, and who thinks that the state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has a West Coast. I refer, of course, to the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. This is President Trump on Elizabeth Warren, Cut 22.
So vicious what they do. Elizabeth Warren said she was an Indian. We call her Pocahontas. She's a liar. She lied her whole career. Based on the fact that she was an Indian, she was able to get into certain colleges, get certain jobs, get into certain universities to work there. She's a liar and a mean person. She's a nut job. I watched her the other night. She's all hopped up endorsing a communist in New York City. And she was all excited and jumping up and down. She's got to take a drug test. She really does. She's got to take a drug test. There's no way somebody can act that way and be normal. What she's done to our financial institutions, she destroys people.
Wonder what drug she's on. She can't open she can't open a long-neck beer bottle. Or her husband can't. Are they selling meth down at the cheese shops in Harvard Square now? I wasn't aware of that. All right, 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says the list of charges against the sub-tosser is a foot long.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'm sure we'll have more stuff on the jump line as the in a couple of hours. The crime crackdown continues in the District of Columbia, and it's not only against the guy in the pink shirt who's now been fired from his phony baloney job at the Justice Department. Sean Charles Dunn is all done as a hack show, as a hack employee. But they made a lot of other arrests, not just Sean Charles Dunn in D.C. Caroline Leavitt now has been doing a daily update all week. Every morning she comes out and announces how many criminal arrests they had with the dragnet of federal agents and National Guard sweeping through the district. This is her report this morning. Caroline Leavitt, cut to.
And we've already seen enormous success in just the less than a week that this multi-task force agency has been on the streets of the District of Columbia removing criminals. Last night, there were 45 criminal arrests. Those arrests include charges for assault, both first and second degree, drug offenses. We've removed illegal narcotics off of the streets. And then in addition to those 45 criminal arrests, there were also 29 illegal aliens who were removed from the streets of Washington, D.C. last night, many of whom had final orders of removal, but were just living here freely because D.C. has unfortunately for far too long been a sanctuary city.
You know, when you think about it, you know, what community doesn't have a problem now with illegal aliens? I mean, a large urban area. Wouldn't most places benefit from having this kind of roundup go on for a couple of weeks, a month, which is what they're talking about, at least a month? Wouldn't Worcester benefit from one? Springfield, Providence, even Portland? Just sweeping down Congress Street, rounding them up. It would be good, wouldn't it? 844-500-4242. Even the regime-controlled media is starting to admit this. National Public Radio. I think I've identified the next reporter who's going to be laid off. Now that they're having this 1% cutback in federal funds and having to lay off 30% of the staff. It's funny how that works, isn't it? They never cared about the federal funding when they knew they were getting it. But once they cut the quote-unquote 1%, now they're having all these layoffs. But there's a guy named Frank Langfitt, and he went out, and he works for NPR, and he talked to people in Anacostia, which is one of the black neighborhoods, or across the Anacostia River, I should say. And he's talking about how they're happy about this, and that the reason if crime rates are down, one reason is because people don't even bother to call the cops anymore. Again, this isn't a DC centric problem. This is going on everywhere. So this is NPR cut three.
So I get on the metro and I went across the Anacostia River to Congress Heights. This is among the poorest areas of the city. Vast majority of the population is black. And also the D.C. police say this is part of an area with among the highest violent crime rates in the city. But unlike U Street, people in Congress Heights said crime is a really big problem there. Shootings, robbery, burglaries. In fact, some say crime is worse than the statistics show because many say have given up reporting to police because they feel a lot of crimes go unpunished.
And we'll get into that in a moment. You know, there's multiple lawsuits and multiple suspensions in the Metro Police Department in D.C. involving downgraded or totally thrown out crime statistics just to keep the numbers decent. This is why, just like nobody believes the Bureau of Labor statistics, nobody believes the inflation statistics, nobody believes the crime statistics, because they're all made up. All of these benchmarks, which used to be fairly trusted by the American people, they're all totally unbelieved by most people now, including myself. Okay, so this is this guy talking. He's talking to a woman who asked her about the Trump crackdown. If she he basically said, is it racist? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Cut four.
I was talking to a woman named Alicia Cooper. She works in property management in that area. And she also kind of likes the idea of federal oversight of police.
The positive is a sense of security. Residents, at the end of the day, they can feel secure that they know that there is a higher level of chain of command that is monitoring, you know, what's going on.
Yeah. 781, Washington needs an alligator Alcatraz. Yeah, they're going to have another. They're going to have another one in Florida. Apparently, they're going to have the Panhandle Pen Or I don't know. There's another name they've got for it. I can't remember. 844-500-4242. What do you think of this D.C. crack? Would you like to have one of these crackdowns in your community? Could Boston benefit from one of these? Did you see the local Democrat thug population vandalized the statue of the Virgin Mary last night in the South End? And City Councilor Ed Flynn is calling for a hate crime investigation. Good luck with that one. You think Michelle Wu and the wokesters on the City Council are going to go along with that, Ed? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. 917 says, Tampa doesn't have a huge illegal alien problem. I wonder why. Well, for one thing, they're not on welfare. And another thing, they're prosecuted if they commit crimes. So, you know, why do you want to go to Tampa when you go to Boston or D.C. or Chicago, even though it's a little colder in those places? You know, having a free ride and no consequences for your abhorrent criminal behavior, you can deal with a little nip in the air. Americans are now keeping their cars longer than ever. The new stat is over 12 and a half years. If you want to keep your car going and save money on gas, do what I did and replace your paper air filter with a high-performance, all-American-made green filter. Green high-performance air filters are uniquely designed, engineered, and manufactured to take full advantage of cotton's capabilities. Because this fabric is so durable, it can be washed and reused over and over again. You just wash this filter and put it back in your car. It is easy to install and comes in 300 different sizes. You don't need any tools to install. Just clip in and go. Green high-performance air filters come pre-oiled, so they're ready to use right out of the box. You simply can't perform a simpler, less expensive upgrade that yields as much improvement in engine performance than installing the green filter. Get more years out of your car and start saving on gas today. Order the 100% made in the USA green filter at greenfilter.com. That's greenfilter.com. Buy American and support America. Use code Howie and save 10%. Greenfilter.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Raycon. Back and better than ever, Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic, is now returning with active noise cancellation. That was the one thing they were missing on the Everyday Earbuds Classic. Right now, get 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is would you advise any young person to stay in New England? Yes?
No.
No, only my kids, or especially not my kids?
No, nobody.
Yeah, 73% of the audience says no. 15% say yes. 6% each for only my kids and especially not my kids.
Yeah, I always think about it. I think it was on The Simpsons. I don't even remember how long ago it was. Somebody said, I can't leave Springfield. I was born here. And I think Homer or somebody says, that's okay. You can die somewhere else. And that's the way I feel about New England. I was born here, but you know what? I can die somewhere else. Not a big problem. 844-500-4242. So Gavin Newsom was just having a press conference in L.A., and the Border Patrol arrived and began making arrests. Do we have that cut 24?
What happened? Now we're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see. Already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here. Not going anywhere.
And, you know, the governor's inside right there.
I didn't. I don't know where he's at.
Do you have a he's about 100 feet behind us. Do you have any comment from him or anything?
Again,
any message?
We're making Los Angeles and California a safer place. We're going to continue to do that. And they can take that one to the bank and cash it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. He's announcing that they're going to gerrymander their districts further. They're already gerrymandered to the max. And in response to Texas, they're going to gerrymander it even further. Politico has a poll out today, by the way, saying that two-thirds of the voters in California want them to leave the districts alone and not gerrymander any further. But, you know, the Democrats are so angry that the Republicans are just doing what they do. I mean, it's just a case of projection. They what do they think was going to happen eventually if they, you know, they kept set all these states? And again, I don't even include Massachusetts in that group because I can't imagine a Massachusetts. No matter how you draw the districts, I don't think a Republican could win a congressional district in Massachusetts right now. But you know, states like Illinois, New York, New Jersey, they're all just terrible. And California, they're all terribly gerrymandered. The Republicans got 4 million more votes in the House elections last fall than the Democrats. 4 million more. And they have, what, 3 more seats in a body of 435 members? I think that means it's gerrymandered. 844-500-4242. So my question for you is, would you like to see what's going on in D.C., going on in Boston, or wherever you live, if you live in a big city or the nearest big city to where you are? I mean, this, it would be good. I mean, if they could go into Mass and Cass in Roxbury, the South End, and just start rounding them up. I mean, I think there's some illegal aliens, but I'm sure there are a ton of criminals in there. And just like take 20, 30, 40 of them off the street, and they're taking the homeless people, and they're saying, you can go to a rehab, or you can go to some detox center, or if you want to stay out on the street, you're going to be arrested. I mean, that's the way it used to be until we had deinstitutionalization, and that's when things got out of control. And so even at the Breakfast Club, Charlemagne the God show, the urban quote unquote show, the black show, there people are calling in and saying, "Why are you ripping Trump for what's going on in D.C.? Cut 5."
I'm just trying to, you know, come to some common sense about this whole D.C. thing. You know, across the nation, they need to do the exact same thing that they do. And I'm from Milwaukee, and you know, the YN is everywhere. When you got people like me working hard, grinding, getting to it, paying mortgages, paying multiple things, sending kids to school, why should we be disrupted by a YN that got nothing going for themselves? Y'all need to show some common sense when it comes to these stuff that he's trying to put in place, man. I don't agree with everything, but guess what? This is common sense, man. It's y'all know it's bad out there. But y'all need to speak to that sometimes. Y'all try to avoid that.
No, we don't at all. Y'all just don't like our solutions. I don't think we need to live in a police state. Can we try giving some of these little YNs some resources? Can we try putting these kids in trade school?
We've given them trillions.
Health resources, making the schools better. Can we make sure they got some food in
their
stomach so they don't have to resort to things like crime? Can we try that first?
Right. Throw more money at the problem. How's that been working? Is that Charlemagne the God? He's not that smart if he thinks that more money is the problem. That's the whole thing. You know, the old joke. The war on poverty is over. Poverty won. Cut 6.
I had these resources growing up. I grew up in the hood. I grew up wilding. But guess what? It's a line. It's a point where you got to realize what's going on, man. And we gotta take back control, man. Like, y'all can't let the youngest run the country, bro. That's just plain and simple.
I agree 100%.
Bro, it's YMCAs, it's everything, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about no resources, bro.
No, that's not true. Bro. Yo, brother, nah. The YMCA is getting shut down. The community center is getting shut down. The rec center is getting shut down. We got to stop acting like when those things happen, it's not a direct impact on them little YNs. They don't have things to do. They're getting rid of things like Job Corps. Yeah. Remember back in the day when we was young, they would send us our little ass to Job Corps?
Job Corps. Nobody ever got a job out of Job Corps. And you know, talking about shutting down the rec center, who shut down the rec center in Roxbury? Mara Healy because she wanted to open up another flop house for foreign freeloaders, right? 508 says, I'd like to see some troops at Downtown Crossing. Hell yes. Bivouac them on the common. They could do some good on the common too. The common is a no man's land now too. Could use some crackdowns. Have these cities petition if they want crackdowns. Well, have the people in the cities, not the politicians. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. One of the texters says, Democrats' solution to crime, midnight basketball. Thanks for reminding me. That's an oldie, but a goodie. How did that midnight basketball thing work out? now two other people have mentioned it. 844-500-4242. And we all know what YNs mean. Don't mention it on the chump line. We just have to cut it out. But that's not us saying it. 844.
I'm a basketball player, and I agree.
As somebody who played the game of basketball for many, many years.
Oh, shut up. Shut the bleep up. 8445. He looks like he's aged a lot. I saw a picture of him the other day, Charlie Parker. I don't, you know, making $3.5 million a year and, you know, just having to run away when people ask him about men in women's locker rooms. I mean, is it that demanding a job? He looks like he's aged 15 years. Casper, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Casper.
Howie, I am so excited about this approach to the homelessness problem, having lived in Portland, Oregon for, unfortunately, about 4 or 5 years. And when I see the homeless encampments in D.C., I think they're not even close to the ones in Portland. So Portland, Oregon really needs this approach.
Yeah, but I mean, again, can you imagine the political establishment in Portland ever inviting the National Guard in or saying, can we surge feds into the city? They used to call Portland the Rose City.
Rose,
didn't they? Yeah, it was
the Rose City.
Yeah, that's what and you know, I'm from Portland, Maine, and you know, we were always the poor relation, the much more hard scrabble city than Portland, Oregon. And I'm not saying Portland, Maine is a real garden spot now. It's gone downhill too, but I mean, nothing compared to Portland, Oregon. What's happened there? I mean, that courthouse, they almost burnt down that courthouse, named after the late Senator Hatfield, didn't they?
Yes, and it's constant. The ICE facility there, right about 4 blocks away, constant, relentless, I call them troglodytes, and they're relentless everywhere, and they're emboldened now. They're taking over the CVS or stealing it, and they're afraid to do anything, the liberals. They've lost control.
Yeah, they have. Same in Seattle. Same in, to a lesser degree, San Francisco, although they got the mayor's job back, but it's still a mess. I mean, this is why the eastern counties in Oregon want to secede and join Idaho, just so that they can get some sane government and that their taxes aren't going to support this insanity. I mean, this is a real mess. All these blue areas are failed. They failed. They're ruined. 844-500-4242. So there's another caller to the Breakfast Club today talking about what the problems are. And how about, it's not, none of this is Donald Trump's fault. Cut 7.
And some of this comes down to the parents as well, bro.
And
we need
right.
to
parents sure.
Because at the end of the day, bro, black folks got common sense, bro. Y'all know right from wrong. Y'all need to chill out, man, or get y'all, man, let me just chill out. But I don't expect anything, you know. Y'all seem to avoid the hot topic though, bro. Like, black people are killed by black people in massive numbers, bro. Like, come on, wake up.
My brother, we had these conversations all the time.
Yeah, and the answer is not more money for midnight basketball or for schools or for Job Corps. Job Corps. It's a bunch of those job training programs. They were a scam back in the 60s. That's Andrea Campbell, the attorney general, her father and her uncle killed multiple people trying to take over the job training racket in Boston back in the 60s. They almost went to the chair. When we had a chair in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. By the way, I just left Jersey Mike's. I got my 10th sub, and he gave me a free license to carry there. Anyways.
I know Jersey Mike's cost a little more than Subway, but, I mean, the difference in quality is so... It makes it a bargain, doesn't it?
Amen. Preach. But anyways, my response to what's going on in D.C. is the Republicans really need to jump on this. And what they need to do is pass nationwide stand your ground laws or castle laws or something like that so people can actually stand up for themselves and then dare the Democrats to take it away in a couple of election cycles.
I don't know how you could do that, though. Pass a federal law allowing people in Worcester or Springfield or Boston to have a stand your ground law. I agree, though. I think this is just a total winning issue for Trump, isn't it? And for Republicans or for anybody who's sane. I mean, even the sane Democrats or people who, occasionally are not insane realize this works.
What they need to do, though, is if I have a driver's license in one state, it's good in all 50 states. Or if I have a car registered in one state, it's good in all 50. They need to compare that the two of them, that one's a right and one's a privilege. And it seems like the privilege has more say than my constitutional rights do.
Yeah, they'd go crazy if you ever had like a nationwide carry. Oh, that would really drive them nuts. I mean, they're still pushing this fiction that the problem in D.C. is the gun laws. They got the strictest gun laws in the country, except for maybe Chicago, which is right up there as well. The stricter the gun laws, the more problems they have. 844-500-4242. Okay, here's a D.C. resident asked if she agrees with Trump. Okay, well, let's just go down this list here. Cut 8.
What are your thoughts? Today we're talking about D.C. crime rates. Is it safe to live in D.C.? Do you agree with President Trump federalizing for 30 days to sort of stamp down on crime? What are your thoughts?
I agree with it. I was born and raised in the district, and I've never seen the things that I see today with children as young as 3 years old being shot. I mean, where does that happen? I think it's a bad idea to fear what this president is doing. I mean, he actually lives in the city now. I mean, come on. He would be foolish, I think, to ignore things like that. A child 3 years old being shot, or people being shot on the bus. I mean, that happened in Upper Northwest Washington, D.C.
Which she didn't have to say, but it's the white part of town. 844-500-4242. That 3-year-old was shot a couple of days after Eric Jackham from Granby, Massachusetts, the congressional intern who was just gunned down. 844-500-4242. Here's the crime rate is down in D.C. This is from I don't know where this is printed, but it's a D.C. police sergeant exposed her superiors for misclassifying crimes to make stats look low. The city just quietly settled her lawsuit. This is a woman named Charlotte Josu, D-J-O-S-S-O-U. I think the D is silent. Josu. She sued the department in 2020, alleging that police leadership punished her for speaking out against the scheme that required officers to downgrade theft cases, knife attacks, and violent assaults to lesser offenses. This is the Washington Free Beacon. Okay. So they tasked a police captain, Franklin Porter, to find a solution for the theft problem. This was in 2018. You know what his solution was? Instead of saying shoplifting or theft, as on, listing on the reports, you would put it as taking property without right. Do you know why? Because taking property without rights reports are not tracked in the DC crime report. This is how you make the crime stats go down. And this guy Franklin Porter, who did this, he was kind of like the Bill Bratton of the Metro Police in terms of massaging the statistics. In 2019, he sent an email out to the sergeants under him, ordering them not to classify crimes as felonies if they fell under these categories. No more felonies if you had an assault with a dangerous weapon, robbery, burglary, or felony assault. So a felony assault could no longer be listed as a felony in D.C. Instead, he directed them to turn the matter over to their on-duty watch commander to classify the offense. In other words, to downgrade it. And then he wrote, I don't want to be notified if we have a Part 1 felony offense in an email. In other words, so he wanted to be called if you had to deal with this, because he didn't want any emails, because there would be evidence, you know, kind of like Clapa is dealing with now, where he says, that's our story and we're sticking to it, and framing Trump as a team sport. 844-500-4242. When you don't report crime, the statistics improve. Yes, they do. Yeah, I know. This has been going on for 40 years, but it's just, I think like so many things that have been going on in 40 years, a lot of it is just being noticed now because it's gotten so out of control. Limerick guy says, remember the Head Start program, another failed left-wing fiasco? And another person says, you mean CETA didn't work? That was a CETA. I remember CETA well. Again, it was in Boston City Hall. They called it YAC, Youth Activities Commission. CETA meant Comprehensive Employment and Training Act. And again, YAC trained people, Boston youth, not to work. Most of the people who were YAC hacks when Kevin White was mayor, I used to see them. They were in City Hall. They never got real jobs. They spent their lives as senior administrators or MBTA hacks, or they went out on disability. Nobody ever did anything. No, same with the job training. All these programs were phony. Listening to Charlemagne the God say they need more money, that tells me he really, Trump is right about him. If that's what he believes, he's a fool. 844-500-4242. Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better than ever, whether it's a remake or a sequel, anything? Like Kennedy Babylon 1 was great, but Kennedy Babylon 2 was even better. Mass Corruption Volume 1, which is going to be in your bookstores soon, it'll be great, but Volume 2 will be even better. So sometimes things just come back and they're better than ever. And guess what's back this summer and it's better than ever? Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic. And it now has active noise cancellation. That's the one thing it was lacking, and now it's back with active noise cancellation. They're the perfect way to tune out all the noise around you and tune into something great. The latest version of Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic now features active noise cancellation. That's the one thing they were missing. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, and your Raycons will never leave your ears. I'm always wearing mine in the morning when I go out for my walk, and the evening after the show when I go out for my walk as the sun sets. It's just great to have those Raycons in my ears. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands that you know and love it at half the price. Don't believe me? Check out their tens of thousands of five-star reviews. You may have some earbuds right now, but check out the Raycon Everyday Earbuds. They're half the price, and they're at least as good, probably better. I'd say better than any other brand out there. And Icon returns. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic. Right now, Raycon is offering 20% off their Everyday Earbuds Classic. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
We're gonna try to get some audio of this Democrat who's running for governor of South Carolina. He just they have him on police body cams in Charleston. And he's out of his mind. He's only wearing his underwear and his shoes, and he's screaming that he's God and Superman, using the N-word. Can you imagine if a Republican using the N-word? Do you think it would be like the story would be non-existent everywhere? It's almost like the Democrats have a drug problem and a perversion problem. You know, Andrew Gillum, Carlos Danger. See, Ashley Biden posted some photos of her. She just announced she's getting a divorce from her husband. He's 59. She's 44. No kids. She posted pictures of him with his new girlfriend. Apparently, I thought that a Biden marriage, I thought it was one for the ages. You know. 844-500-4242.
This is pure Biden.
Pure Biden, yes. Chuck Schumer, you know, he's one of these guys that I think that Senator John Kennedy last night in Louisiana said the Democrats need to go on Amazon and buy themselves some testicles because they won't say anything about the crap that's going on. They're in thrall. They're like snake charmed by these. By these radicals. They're afraid of the radicals. They're afraid they're going to be the next Mike Capuano, who was beaten by Ayanna Pressley. They're afraid they're going to be the next Joe Crowley, who was beaten by AOC. They're frightened. And this is how frightened Chuck Schumer is of being on the wrong side of the crackdown on crime in D.C. Cut 12.
A lot of folks on the Republican side, your Republican colleagues, say that they are very scared to walk outside in D.C., that they think this is completely the right thing to do. Senator, are you scared walking around Washington, D.C. these days?
I walk around all the time. I wake up early in the morning sometimes and take a nice walk as the sun is rising around some of the Capitol and the other monuments and things, and I feel perfectly safe. They're full of it. Look, here's what they've done, Aaron. Plain and simple. Donald Trump wants to distract.
Guess what he wants to distract from? You know, we didn't need to have that last 5 seconds. Epstein. That's all he could say. That's all they got. And nobody bleeping cares, okay? Even Chris Matthews has figured it out. Cut 10. The late Chris
Matthews. And the murder rate. You can't keep saying violent crime is down, but the murder rate's up. To the average person, the murder rate's about life and death. You don't brag about a rising murder rate. And the Democrats are, I agree with you, Mika, they're falling into the trap of defending what's indefensible.
It's a trap. Yes, it's a trap. I mean, if it's not a winner politically to say, oh, you're wrong, look at the data. Because, you know, if one violent crime happens in a very heavily populated part of the city, people hear about it and it's visceral. They don't want it. and they want to, they'll gravitate to the person who appears to be doing something about it.
Mika Brzezinski, talk about Captain Obvious. People are concerned when there's a murder in the neighborhood. You don't say. Can we quote you on that, Mika? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.